Well, this summer has been a nice summer for a bunch of reasons. I know a lot of people don't like the hot weather, but the great thing about this summer is we as an area, not only as a country, but as a region, we're getting back to normal. We're going out, we're doing things, we're going to plays, we're going to local theater, we're going to clam bakes, we're going to all events that we've missed for the past 2 years. And we've got a special thing coming up, which really is special. And that is the Lakeville Journal is celebrating their 125th anniversary. Now, put that in perspective. I've been broadcasting for 52 years. The radio station's here has been here for 36 years. And then there's the Lakeville Journal that's been here for 125 years. So if ever something deserved a month-long celebration, it's that. And we've got a whole plethora of guests here. We're going to welcome in Janet Manco first. Janet, nice to speak to you.
Nice to be here. Thank you so much for helping us get the word out about all these events. We only do this kind of thing once every 125 years, and we feel so fortunate to be able to do it and to be able to have these events to invite the community to celebrate.
What's interesting about this is, and I didn't realize how the timeline worked. Your first events come up on August 13th, but actually, the Lakeville Journal first printed its first issue on August 14th.
That's right. These dates coincide for a reason. Yeah, that was in 1897, and we actually have a facsimile of our first front page that we'll publish in the Lakeville Journal this coming week, the August 11th issue, you know, that comes out on Wednesday and Thursday this week. So everyone can see what that first page looked like and what people were thinking about in 1897.
All right, and what we're going to be talking about today are the different events ranging from the Salisbury Association, the Life Community, which is August 13th, also on August 14th, the Salisbury Summer Fair on Academy Street on 21st, the Sharon Playhouse, What's in the Daily News, and also at August 17th, once again, the Movie House, and then the Salisbury Forum, and then the Jubilee. Those are the things we'll talk about. So, Jenna, there's a lot that you've got planned here, and you obviously had a lot of help putting this together.
Yes, I mean, I myself have not spent a lot of time on it. Our not-for-profit board at the Lakeville Journal Foundation, they're the ones who have brought it all together, and our development committee, headed by Dan Dwyer of Salisbury, just incredible energy. We're so happy to have all these events happening. And now, we who put the papers together and work there are helping with the implementation.
It's always a huge event to put something like this on, even if it's just a one day event. But never mind, it's so many different events, so many interchangeable parts, and it's everybody who's volunteered their time to put this together. It's kudos. Let's start off at the beginning, of course, and that is August 13th. The Salisbury Association, Life of a Community, the Lakeville Journal celebrates 125 years. Sarah, we can get you involved in this, and how excited were you to get involved with this, with something so historic, and have the Salisbury Association really be the kickoff event?
Well, in January of this year, Dan Dwyer approached us about and told us about the Lakeville Journal's upcoming 125th year anniversary. And immediately and enthusiastically, we offered to sponsor a retrospective exhibit at the Academy Building. For those of you who don't know, the Salisbury Association was founded in 1902 and is involved with the conservation, preservation, history, and events of our community. So we really cover a broad range of things, but just about anything happening in the community has something to do with the Salisbury Association. So we thought this is absolutely ideal, tailor-made for having an exhibit at our home, the Academy Building. As already mentioned, the first issue came out August 14th in 1897. And since that time, the Lakeville Journal has become one of the oldest surviving weekly newspapers in New England. It really is the lifeblood of six Litchfield County towns that it covers. It's like the Lakeville Journal really holds up a mirror to our communities, reflecting the everyday lives and activities of the people of this area. And we depend upon it to stay informed about what's happening in our town governments, among our neighbors, in our businesses and cultural institutions, and especially with our youth and our schools.
You know, it's
without I'm sorry.
It's interesting because I've talked with Janet about this, the importance. Just imagine if the Lakeville Journal doesn't keep publishing, what future generations will miss out on, and also the connection that the Lakeville Journal publishing for so long and the Salisbury Association being there to guide the town's history along. Just imagine the big chunk that would be missing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, not only do you sort of get this lack of history going forward, you know, a chronicle of history going forward, without a local newspaper, it'd be far more difficult and in many cases impossible for some of these organizations that are so important to our town to reach audiences that use their services, support their programs, and fund their operations. I have to say that the Lakeville Journal's crew who put this together, curated it all, Janet Manco, Cynthia Hawksbender, James Clark, and help from Helen Klein Ross, really have curated an extraordinary exhibit that does chronicle the 125 years of evolution at the Lakeville Journal. And in the process, it has done a brilliant job reflecting the life of our community as was reported through its pages. You know, I think it's going to be so much fun for the community to really look at the exhibit and see how things were and what things were being talked about at different times. As the journal has had to evolve and adapt to changing economic models for successful newspapers, they've become now a nonprofit themselves. Last year, it was set up that will enable the newspaper to continue serving and chronicling our community into the future. And, you know, we are just so excited that the journal has come up with all of these month-long activities that we feel will really inform, raise the awareness, and hopefully encourage the community to support this very important organization.
Now, you open up on August 13th from 4 to 6 with it. How long will the display be up for people to see it?
Sure. Yes. We will have the display up until through the end of September. So October 1st, it'll be coming down. But we'll be open, as you mentioned, 4 to 6, we're having the opening reception. And we'll be open all day Sunday the 14th during the street fair. And our hours will be posted on our website, which is salisburyassociation.org. So you can check to see, you know, the hours will change from summer to fall. But if you go to our website, you'll be able to find out when you can get in the building. And we'll look forward to having you come visit. And we know the public will be delighted with the exhibit as they discover how things were back in the day.
What's interesting, I wanted to, Janet, when you all curated this and put it together, I mean, it must have been eye-opening for you. And also, I can imagine for the general public that's lived here, it will be eye-opening. But as someone who's been running the paper, to actually delve in and see actually the full history must be exciting for you as the person who runs the show right now.
You know, we had so much fun, Cynthia, James, and I, going through the archives and looking at all the news as it was printed in the paper and the advertising, which, you know, you look back at the ads in the 30s or even earlier than that and see many of the same names around here. And it was just a lot of fun to remember all the things that have been worked on over the last 125 years. And we did our best to pull out what we thought was of the most interest for the general community. And so we really do hope, as Sarah said, that people enjoy seeing what we found, and we'll have even some, we'll have panels up that are describing the coverage over many years and how we've been able to get the news out, but also a display case with some of the old type that was used before digital, before offset printing, you know, way back when they used block type to put the paper together. It's just fascinating and amazing to realize how it was done.
All right, so once again, the kickoff for the 125th anniversary celebration of the Lakeville Journal. August 14th, they started in 1897. August 13th from 4 to 6, the opening at the Salisbury Association. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit, and Mary will come over and talk with you about what's going on the 14th from 10 to 4. You've put together a summer fair.
Yes, we're very excited on Sunday, the 14th, to have a street fair on Academy Street in Salisbury. We'll have a lot of activity. It's Carolyn Piccarelli from Honey Church Home has worked really diligently to design a beautiful streetscape. There's going to be a lot of fanfare. And we'll have a community tent featuring lots of fabulous local nonprofit organizations. Everyone from Swasa to Music Mountain to Sharon Playhouse, Noble Horizons, Salisbury Family Services, just lots of great local nonprofit organizations who contribute so much to our community. So they'll be under one big community tent in front of Johnny Cake Books. And we will have stilt walkers and music and great food. The Lakeville Hose Ladies Auxiliary will be there with their great food tent. They're, as you know, so popular at the Salisbury Fall Festival. We'll have the music cellar, face paintings. Did I say stilt walkers?
Yes.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, they're really good. We just kind of wanted to go with sort of an old timey feel, like an old timey kind of festival situation. And I think that's what we'll get. Will be a lot of fun, and we hope that everyone will come out and join us.
So it's that's the first 2 days, the 13th, the opening of the Salisbury Association of the show. Then the 14th from 10 to 4 will be the summer street fair. But then Janet, we'll switch back to you, because that's not nearly the end of it. You've got the Sharon Playhouse. You have the Movie House Film Series. You've got the Salisbury Forum. And then you have, by invitation, Newspaper Jubilee on tap for the rest of the month.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? It's just fantastic. So the Movie House Film Series is the one where I will be there for the first installment. The Movie House was gracious enough to work with us on presenting four different movies based on journalism, and it's fascinating how different they look over the years. So the movies, the first one will be All the President's Men from the Watergate era in the 70s, and I'm sure many of our listeners have already seen that movie, but probably haven't seen it in a while and should really enjoy seeing it on the big screen and remembering what that era was like. So I look forward to being there and introducing that film. The next films will be His Girl Friday, with Cary Grant and Rosalind Russell. And then there will be The Killing Fields with Sam Waterston, who is, of course, one of our honorary co-chairs, along with Meryl Streep. And then Citizen Kane, which, you know, I'm not sure we want to associate the Lakeville Journal as being like the newspapers in that movie, or and I don't necessarily want to be like the publisher in that movie. However, it's a fascinating movie. Many people think it's the best movie ever made, and always interesting to look back at these films and think about how journalism has affected our society over the decades.
And of course, the Sharon Playhouse is also thrown into the mix on August 21st at 3 p.m. What's in the Daily News?
Yeah, which is so wonderful that these organizations are putting on their own events, really. We aren't doing anything because we're not so great at tap dancing or singing popular hit songs, but they sure are. And so the Sharon Playhouse is doing this patio cabaret on August 21st at 3 p.m. It's a Sunday. It's a specially produced patio cabaret celebrating our anniversary with musical numbers, tap dancing, and popular hit songs from Broadway and beyond, revolving around critics, reviews, and current events. You know, and that we have our own take on these things, but this is the way performers will see it. And so that should be a lot of fun.
Now, you also wrap up with two really interesting events. First of all, the Salisbury Forum, and you obviously are at that. Your main title is The Future of Journalism.
Right. Such an, as we certainly believe, it's such an important discussion. And we're fortunate enough to have our nonprofit foundation board member, Brian Ross, who's a well-known investigative reporter, moderating the panel. And on that panel will be our editor, John Costin. We're so proud to have him there. And the former executive editor of the Washington Post, Martin Barron, and the current executive vice president of Vice News, Subrata Day. And boy, if anyone is not familiar with Vice News, by all means, familiarize yourself. They do such great work. And this will be a fascinating discussion from professionals who have been doing this for a long time and seen many changes over the years in journalism, and will have a very interesting view of what is coming next and what should come next.
Well, and just the fact that we're speaking about your past 125 years, your transition to be a not-for-profit, to set the model up to take you into the next 125 years itself. So taking a look at the future of American journalism, really, it all starts local, and this is exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. This is, of course, our mission and has been all along for all these many decades. As I am fond of saying, even though we've been around for 125 years and our mission has remained the same every single week, we're different. And our goal is to put the news out and have our communities understand what's going on in them in a way they won't find anywhere else. And so here's hoping that we can keep doing that for years to come.
All right, and we'll wrap it up, Janet, with a little talk about the newspaper Jubilee.
Right, which is happening on Saturday, September 17th at 5 p.m. at the Lakeville Town Grove. It's a gala reception celebrating the 125th and also local journalism. And so we're thrilled to be able to have it. There will be invitations going out. Anyone is more than welcome to join us for that celebration. It's being put together by Carol Calico and Jim Montaneri as the co-hosts, and of course our our entire board will be there, and the community can meet them and have a greater understanding of who our new foundation board is and what their mission is. And of course, we have our honorary co-chairs, Meryl Streep and Sam Waterston, who will be part of that gala event.
And if people want tickets and information, should they just go to tricornernews.com for that?
That is what they should do. There's a new website being put up that is not live yet, but will be live very shortly. And it's www.lakevillejournalfoundation.org. And so there's, and so they can go there as well as time goes on, but for now they can find the information on tricornernews.com or lakevillejournal.com.
I find this all as a person who has been in the media for most of my life, it really is terrific. It's terrific to see that. I know the changes in media in my broadcast industry, and now to see the changes that are affecting you as a newspaper locally to ensure that we have that bright light of journalism. I always say you just can't imagine what life would be like without the focus and the attention on all the news that goes on, not only the day-to-day lifestyle events, but the important coverage of news, of political actions, of town actions. People would lead a much less interesting life if you weren't here.
Well, thank you for that. And I will say we're fortunate to have radio here with you as well. That's very local and also puts the news out there. I think the combination of our having the newspaper and you having the radio is really good for the region at large.
Well, Mary, Janet, Sarah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Marshall.